The university says the McNamara building is like a geode, an almost formless structure, which opens to reveal inner beauty. The structure is 8 stories of granite, jutting off its side a 6-story copper-clad office block. Inside, light fills an enormous public space. Cascading water flows down black granite, ending in a pool before a large fireplace. One inside wall is a patchwork of copper squares and office windows. At angles in the ceiling, glass slits, which the architect intended as beacons.
When we first saw these huge windows and these light fissures, and he actually showed light rays emanating from the building.
Margaret Carlson, executive director of the Alumni Association.
And a number of people on the committee said it fits with our song, A Beacon Bright and Clear.
The $45 million facility was paid for with private funds. A major donor, alumnus Richard McNamara, for whom the center is named. A building which is evoking a mixed response from passersby.
It takes some getting used to. It doesn't really fit in with the rest of campus.
I like the use of different textures. I think it gives it a deeper look. It does stick out on campus compared to the other buildings, and I think alums will really appreciate that.
The copper has to go. It's already rusting. It's just not a pretty building, even in the sunlight.
It's an architectural marvel, isn't it? Sure. No, it looks nice.
It's the worst architecture I've ever seen. It's an atrocity. They ought to tear it down. Put the football stadium back up.
The old Memorial Football Stadium was a gateway to the university. Likewise, the new building, according to architect Antoine Predock. In a 1997 NPR interview, Predock anticipated some of the building's critics.
I personally think the soul is enriched in encountering spaces that are alternative to the predictable spaces that we generally grow up with and live with, you know, 99% of our lives.
It's also designed to impress prospective students and faculty while convincing lawmakers and alums to give money. University fundraiser Judy Kirk says the new facility will make her job easier.
And there's no doubt about it. It will be a wonderful boom for the campaign. I'm convinced of it.
There is a permanent exhibition on the main floor, which Margaret Carlson says highlights accomplishments of people connected with the university and offers a trip down memory lane.
All right. As you move through into the Heritage Gallery, you are going to hear Jules Perls reminding people that there's no drinking in Memorial Stadium.
The 55-foot-high brick archway rescued from Memorial Football Stadium graces one of the new building's angled walls. Some $200,000 in donations from the Class of 42 helped save the arch, which honors World War I vets. It's a counterpoint to the futuristic space and, according to Judy Kirk, a meaningful icon for alums.
That's what this building does for those people. It's bringing them back and reconnecting them.
The public is invited to reconnect with the past and view the future at the new Alumni Center on Sunday from 9 to 4. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Mary Stuckey.